Goss Island is brought to you by F&F Fashion at Tesco. Now, I love a good gawk in F&F when doing my Tesco shop at the weekend, and they've got some lovely bits in store to suit any occasion. I've recently bought some fab pieces myself and love how comfortable, stylish and versatile their clobber is, especially in the warmer weather. Whether you're hosting a Love Island party or going on holidays, with availability in over 80 stores nationwide, F&F at Tesco has you covered this summer. Hello and welcome back to Goss Island episode 4. I can't believe we're the fourth episode in already, and I have an amazing guest on with me this week. It is Irish celebrity slash icon slash everything. It's Holly Carpenter.
Thank you. Oh my God. I love that intro.
Oh yeah, but you are an icon, especially
thanks for you.
Pride weekend. You're a gay
pride.
Icon.
Oh my God, I just about survived Pride.
Yeah, it's tough, isn't it?
It was a frightening experience, but it was also fabulous.
Yeah. Because I was saying to Holly actually before we started, Holly kind of sits in between, like, you've gay people and you have allies, and Holly's kind of somewhere in between as well. So you're nearly call her ally plus.
No, my boyfriend was like, Holly, you're not actually a gay man. I was like,
but
why
I want
not?
To be.
Yeah.
But come here. I also know you're a huge Love Island fan. Like, so I've seen from your stories all over the years, you're an avid viewer and you're really into this season as well. Can you have, I know we're going to really deep dive into kind of the last week and the drama that's going on, but can you give us a bit like why you love Island? Why you love Love Island?
Mm-hmm. I like you said, I've watched it since the very beginning. I just think it's such an iconic show. I love Maya Jama. I think she's really given it that burst of like personality and spiciness that she brings to the table, and it's such a mad social experience. Like, it divides opinions. It kind of, you're watching it with your partner or your friend and you're kind of disagreeing on situations. It's just really like, you know, and I think this year they've brought the chaos with this cast. Like, they're definitely a bit of a mad cast, I feel. Like, there's no real loyalty between them all. They're kind of all a bit unhinged, so I'm loving it so far.
Yeah, I feel like with the casting this year, they really went personality first, like, because there is those few, like, you see the likes of a Whitney and a Jess and even some of the lads and Ella, they're all kind of big personalities, and I like that they're kind of people seem, even though they're all stunners, but they look a bit more normal and are a bit more attainable than before as well.
Like. Yeah, I agree, because I know I was listening to when you were chatting with Paddy and he was saying he would like to see a bit more diversity, and I agree with that. I think they have definitely tried. They're obviously on, you know, it's their brand is this kind of perfect beach bodies, like that's never going to really change, but they've definitely gone for like some cracking personalities. The women on it this year are really strong as well. Not the type who'll get walked all over, and I really love to see that, because, like, you know, young girls are watching this as well, and it's not about like the men wearing the shoes and bossing the women around, so like I like the way they're all, you know, well able to look after themselves.
I'd love to see a lad with a bit of a goat on him, even a small
bit of a dad bod.
Do you know, just to kind of make us feel a bit more kind of normal.
Do you remember like back in the day when it started and they were all smoking and drinking and they all had like little dad bods and it was unreal?
I love that. Same. Like, because they're always over in the smoking area and they're chaining one off the other. And actually, but it actually made me want to smoke.
Yeah,
watching
same.
It. So, like, which I don't smoke anymore.
No,
now,
in
so,
fairness, like, I think they can take like vape breaks and stuff. They have to go with a producer and vape outside. I'd be flat out vaping.
I suppose the other thing, because no one really smokes anymore. It's all
no,
vape.
No, it's good. And, it is good. I don't think any of them probably actually smoke. They probably have a little cheeky elf bar.
No, because they were saying before, was it Maura Higgins here? She was like a heavy smoker at the time.
Yeah.
And she was like the producers hate her because she was out the front door hanging off one after the other. Like,
I actually was sitting beside her at the Gossies and she was just such hilarious. Like, she was just exactly what you'd expect. But she was saying, I think at that stage, she was like a year off the cigarettes and she was doing really well.
Oh, is she off them?
Now, hopefully she's still off them. I don't know. But she was saying it was tough in there because you're like, your nerves are hanging out. You're stressed, you're homesick, you're paranoid, you know, you're worried about how you're coming across. So like, I can understand.
You've nothing to do.
Yeah. You've probably just like all day, just kind of overthinking everything. Like, I'd be insane.
Yeah. Well, look, I know, like, you've been on like a lot of TV, reality TV, between Britain and Ireland's Next Top Model, Dancing with the Stars, and you also have been asked a few times, I think, to audition for Love Island. Is that correct?
Yeah, I was asked a couple of times while I was in a relationship years ago, and then when I was 28, I got a DM from this like management company. They actually look after Maura, I think, as well, and they were like, "We'd really love you to fly over and do an interview with ITV. So I actually went over and I did a screen test with them. I don't, like, I am just so glad now that it didn't work out, because I don't know how I would have coped with it. Yeah. I think having had that small bit of experience with reality TV, it is really tough. And I know Paddy talked about that. It's just not easy. Like, so, and I also wouldn't have met Jamie. So I'm delighted now with how that worked out. But it was interesting to go in there and do the screen test. I don't think I was very honest about how insane I am. I think I should have been more honest about that. Yeah. I think I probably should have been like, they were like, what would you do if you're like talking to a boy and a girl comes over and steals him? I was kind of trying to be cool in the interview. I was like, oh, I wouldn't care, where in reality obviously I'd lose my shit.
So
it just didn't work out, and they didn't even like call me back or let me know that I hadn't got it. Like, it was just like, I kind of knew that I didn't get it. But yeah, I am happy that it didn't work out that way.
Do you think a bit of yourself kind of held yourself back to not, maybe?
I think I go with my gut a lot, and something just felt off about it. I think there was just a part of me going, I don't know if this is actually good for you. Mm. Like, okay, fair enough, you might get a PLT collection or something, but how will your mental health be? So yeah, I mean, like, I definitely got a bit of online abuse when I did Britain's Next Top Model, and it's kind of tough just reading that shit about yourself, even though we've all been there. I've probably tweeted stuff about like Love Island myself, and you forget that like these people's families are at home seeing that. Like, my dad found it really hard. He actually set up a fake Twitter account, and he used to like fight back with people.
Oh, stop. Yeah. Like a Finsta
thing. He used to be like, yeah, literally like giving it socks, defending me. And he had like two followers. It was so cute. But yeah, you just have to kind of have thick skin and take everything with a pinch of salt. But I think I've probably got a thicker skin now from doing Britain's Next Top Model and Dancing with the Stars, because people just online are quite vicious.
Oh, they're vicious.
Yeah.
Like, I think you would have been brilliant on Love Island. Like, I really think, like, it would have been either two ways of like
That's
how you would have been.
Like, I don't know how people would have taken me. Would they love me? Would they hate me? But like, you look at Maura, when she went in at the start, people didn't like her. Like, do you remember she was laying it on really thick with Tommy? And I remember even being like, oh, she needs to pull back a bit. Yeah. Like, she was kind of crawling all over him and stuff.
Oh, you know, she literally was crawling
on him. But then she just became so gassed. Like, when she shut your man down and he was trying to give out to her, and she would,
suck you off.
That she's, no one's ever going to be as iconic as her. But like, if you told me, okay, you're going to go in, everyone's going to understand your sense of humor, you're going to be an icon, then great. Oh, yeah, I would have loved it. But it is a really big risk.
Yeah, I'd be worried as well, even like, because I feel like I'd be a bit similar to you. Like, I feel like my men, I don't think I'd be able for like really loads of hate coming out or something like
that.
Like,
no,
it would really affect
and
me.
I so think like, yeah, I also was very hard on myself body image wise so I think that if I had to be on TV in a bikini all day surrounded by other girls, I don't know how I would cope with that. Like, you know, I think Britain's Next Top Model definitely kind of messed up my head a bit about my own body image, so I think I probably would struggle. Like, I think they actually, I don't think you're actually allowed to wear clothes during the day. I don't know if that's true, but like,
why do they never wear a one piece?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Or a little pair of shorts. Like, you fully have to be in like a g-string and bikini top all day every day. So
like that's a lot, isn't it?
I know. Imagine like, as well, if you're having a day where you're just feeling bloated and like you just, you know, your tan's kind of fading, so they're actually not allowed to wear a tan either because of the sheets. So yeah, I think there's a few rules. Like, they're not allowed to wear tan, they're not allowed to have eyelash extensions or anything that kind of has to be maintained, because obviously you only have like one left like after a while.
Yeah.
But this is all like my own, I don't know how true all this is. We've made it up, you've heard it here first. No, it's all what I've heard. So yeah.
Yeah. And come here, like, I remember, geez, was it about like 2012, 2013 when you were in Britain, Ireland's Next Top Model? I remember watching it years ago, loving it as well. And I was like, great, because there was two Irish girls on it and they had called it Britain and Ireland's Next Top Model. And like, I think you came across great as well. Like, what I loved about you and it is like, you kind of fought back. You weren't just docile. Like, when Elle kind of went in on you hard, but you gave it back as well.
What was her problem with me? From day one, Elle McPherson just did not like me. And I think it's the same at Love Island. They have these casts that they want to make. You know, they have the guy who's like the footballer, a bit of a fuckboy, or the girl who's this, and they kind of want to like everyone be in their role. So I think for me, they thought that I was going to be this like beauty pageant girl that kept having to go at me for wearing too much makeup. And I didn't really want to fit into the role that they had me like laid out ahead of me. But Dani Minogue was the nicest woman I've ever met. Like, she was just so sweet. She came to the house one night. Like, you have to remember there was however many girls they interviewed all around the UK and Ireland. Then they put 32 of us in the first round. And then I think 14 of us moved into the house and we were all in one bedroom, like 10 of us.
Mad.
It was so intense. But I remember Dani Minogue came over one night and she'd brought us all pajamas because one of her friends had like launched a pajama thing, and she just sat in the bed with us and she was chatting and the cameras were off, and she was just consistently so nice. Whereas Elle would completely change once the cameras came on. Oh, and really? She had like 3 ring lights on her, and she was just like, my beautiful girls, how are you? And the cameras go off and she didn't give a shit.
She wouldn't look at you. No, basically
she wouldn't look at me sideways. Like, I don't know, she just, it's like she didn't really want to be there. I just think she was over the show.
It was just a job, basically.
And obviously we're all like staring at her like, you are incredible. Like, she's so beautiful, she's so stylish, like her skin, everything. We're just all fangirling over her. So I felt a bit like rejected by her, because it's like when you want your teacher to like you, you're like, you know,
especially like, she's in there, she's getting paid to do it, and it's in an industry where she's involved in, so it's kind of, people are looking up to her and they kind of idolize her. You think she'd be a bit more open than a randomer on the street.
And she completely gaslit me one time, and I'll never get over it. It's like, we were having this photo shoot and me and one of the girls, Angel, had a fight over something stupid. Like, I was very invested in getting involved in the drama because I knew how it works. It's reality TV, you have to just try and get your screen time. So I was having this random fight, and then I was about to
How random was the fight?
Well, very random. We were doing this fairy tale photo shoot, and Elle made everyone princesses, and then she made me the Wicked Witch.
Yeah, and you served that look. I was kind of
trying my best. Now, it was a rotten outfit, but I was trying my best. And then Angel had a go at me right before I went on, and I was just like trying not to cry. But Elle saw that I was like having a moment, and she came over and she was like, Holly, what's wrong? And I was like, no, look, honestly, it's not a big deal. I know I'm about to go do my shoot, so like, I don't even want to make it a big thing. And she's like, Holly, no, like, tell me. She's like, what happened? And I was like, well, Angel just had a go at me, blah, blah, blah. And then did the shoot. And then when we were at the, you know, where you're lining up in front of her, she went, I was really disappointed with how unprofessional you were coming to me and bitching about one of the girls and crying. And I was like, Elle. And I just remember my voice kind of broke, and I was like, you asked me to tell you what was wrong. And then she was like, you never should have. And I'm like, you forced me. I felt like so gaslit. Yeah, I did feel like, what the hell was that? But I kind of cringed looking back at it a little bit. I feel like I'm just so young in it. Like, do you know what I mean? I feel like I'm just a kid.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm also like, she should have been probably a bit nicer to us.
Yeah,
we were babies. Like,
nowadays, I don't think they would have. No, they wouldn't handle it that way.
Well, when you see like the old clips from America's Next Top Model, it was so unhinged. The things Tyra used to do to people,
screaming at people.
She made them do like a photo shoot where they had to be like buried alive under the ground. And no, I swear. And this girl was like, oh, one of my friends like died in a car crash. Oh God, touch wood. That scares me so much. But she was like, well, now you have to do a photo shoot where you're in a car crash. And the girl was like traumatized.
Smile
like
with your eyes.
Literally,
smiles.
Like, yeah. Oh my God, she's mad. I'd love to meet her. But it is funny, like, that's why I think I look at Love Island a bit differently, because you're just remembering how like heavily edited it is, how involved the producers are.
Yeah,
you know, that's why I saw there was like a shock elimination with Molly going the other day, and I feel like there was probably something going on behind the scenes where maybe the producers just found her a bit
pulling
difficult
strings a bit.
Because you have to play the game, like, you have to keep them happy, and if they like you, then you'll go further.
Yeah, true. And you mentioned there, you kind of like, you know, on reality TV and having kind of some body issues at the time, like, how was that? Because that's like, obviously it's a modeling competition, and you're in.
I think I was definitely struggling. I remember like, I was really like conscious, because we could easily have a shoot the next day where we're all going to be naked or something. So I just was always thinking like, I have to have a flat stomach, and I was always looking at the other girls and how could I not be comparing myself to them, because we're actually competing with each other. So that was really tough. And I think like the crew would all be eating like pizzas and ice cream and everything all the time at the night time, and like I remember I used to just try and eat like cereal and stuff. I was just clueless like about nutrition and all that. So yeah,
didn't know about
Then after the show I kind of went and more of a binge like the other way then. I was eating loads, and by the time the show came out I'd probably gained like the weight back that I'd lost for the show. And I just remember doing all the kind of interviews, because you know, and the press, and I just felt rotten. Like, I felt so disgusting. It wasn't like I was just like loving food and eating, I was more like binging on food. So that, it definitely just messed up my head a little bit. But I think if you've ever had any kind of body issues, it's something that'll be like underlying for most of your life.
It doesn't go
away.
No,
it's not going to go away. But as long as you have like good awareness about it, and you know your triggers, and you can look after yourself, then, and as long as like, I feel like my boyfriend's really supportive about it as well. He knows I'm a bit mental with that stuff. So it's, if you have people around you that you can talk to about it.
Yeah. And then Dancing with the Stars, that's obviously was totally different then
that
as well.
That was mad. Yeah, that was a crazy one. I really enjoyed doing that show. Again, some people on Twitter thought I was a cow. No, but the thing that happened with that was, it was really awkward, because obviously I started Dancing with the Stars with Curtis, who of course was on Love Island at Mora. He was my dance partner, and then him and his brother AJ had gotten a...
Oh yeah,
remember
an accident,
they had an accident. There was, he injured his leg. So we had been rehearsing together for months before the show, and like we'd built a really good chemistry together. And then they were like, oh, you have a new dancer, this guy Trent, who was flown over from Australia. Now Trent was lovely, but we just didn't have the same chemistry. Yeah. And I think the judges were kind of like, oh, you know, you guys don't have the chemistry. And I'm like, yeah, but like I've literally just met this lad. Do you know what I mean? So I think when I was eliminated, my face, like I couldn't control my face.
Like Ella, love on you, can't hide your emotions.
I can't control it. I'm like, what do you want me to do? Like, smile? I'm obviously devastated.
You've been kicked out.
Yeah, and I didn't handle it that well, but I think it was kind of funny because it was like the Irish Times had this headline and it was like Holly Carpenter eliminated from Dancing with the Stars with a scathing look. And then it was like Holly Carpenter death stare was on like trending on one stage. And I was just like, do you know what? I had to do the Ryan Tuberty interview the next morning. And I was like, look, Ryan, I obviously wasn't happy. It was clear to everyone. Yeah. I was not impressed. I didn't want to be kicked off the show. I was having a great time. Like, why is everyone so annoyed? We're all told to be authentic and be real. But the minute someone's actually real, no one can handle it.
Yeah. No, I think like I think it's better to be truthful.
Yeah, same. Like, I think I can't do, like, obviously went to Miss World and did all the fake smiling and waving. Yeah. I can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
You're done. I'm done.
Okay, the drama has been really heating up now in the villa, and like the shock dumping of all, like that's probably one of the top five moments in Love Island over the last few years was the recoupling, or when Katie...
Yeah, my God. I felt really bad for Molly. Like, I wasn't actually mad about her, yeah. But... I think, yeah, something was up. Like, I think there must be something behind the scenes that she just wasn't performing the way they wanted her to or something. I don't know. It's just very sus. And I'm kind of like, I know we were saying that she's back in the UK and everything, but is she going to be bombshelling in Casa Amor? I don't know. I feel like they could bring her back. It's just kind of, it just felt really random. And like, you could see the shock in everyone's faces. And Katie, actually, in fairness to her, felt really bad, I think, as well. Yeah. But she'd want to be bombshelling a bit harder than what she's doing right now.
Big
like,
time.
Bring it or don't come.
So she was only in like for half a day, and then they're all around the fire pit and she had to pick someone, and she was like, grand, someone will be left single. I think she was going through, she said she changed her mind three times. So I think it was either Tyreek, Zach, or maybe Mitch, because she kind of said.
Yeah.
And I have a feeling that there was a push from a producer to pick Zach, because obviously they're the strongest couple. Mm-hmm. And maybe Ella and Tyreek would have been drama too. But you picked her, and then Molly got the text. And you could see as she's reading it, she was like, oh, you're single.
Her
then
face,
you're
I
dumped.
Know.
And then everyone's reaction. Like,
exactly.
It was...
And I also think like there's so much time that goes into like the selection process, all the interviews you have to do. You have to do those kind of psychoanalytic, I can't even say the word. You have to basically speak to a therapist and prepare yourself and tell your family and go over. And then just to be dumped like that.
I know.
Like, I just felt it was really, really cutthroat.
What I loved about it, though, is because it was so shocking, because Love Island has gotten a bit stale sometimes over the years, where like we know what's coming up and things like that. And now this is a big twist where they're like, look, you're gone. She was one of the most notorious kind of islanders this year, and she was, whether you liked her or hated her, she was good for the show. She was just gone all of a sudden. And what I love as well, there's no cliffhangers.
So remember, like, I know, that used to wreck my head.
That would have been a cliffhanger on the Friday, and you'd be waiting to the Sunday. And now at least everyone just like, they've no cliffhangers at all, which I love, because people were sick of them.
They've really shaken it up a bit. I think they know that like it's not on its last legs, but it's not as relevant as it used to be.
Yeah.
So they really need to just spice it up a bit more. And the pace of this season is just so fast. Like, you can't miss a night or someone's gone, like, you know.
Oh, like, you can't keep up, because like last year we kind of thought it was a good series. When you look back, there was like a lot of peaks and troughs, and like if it wasn't for like Ekansu and Davide, it would have been fairly shite. So there was like a few weeks last year where it was kind of fairly lacking and lackluster, and there hasn't been any of that this year. It's just been
I find it strange though, there's no real like, you know, couples where you're like they're mad about each other.
No.
There's not like the Tommy and Molly Mays. There's nothing like that. So I think Casa Amor is going to be chaos.
Chaos.
Like, I saw someone on Twitter saying they're going to need to bring in more day beds because like everyone's just going to go west.
Because I'm anxious now for Casa Amor, because like, what's the drama going to be? Because they're like, they could throw anything at it.
Yeah,
so I think we will see Molly back in some shape.
I have
or
a feeling,
form.
And I kind of think she deserves it. Like, I think I feel bad for her, but like my boyfriend Jamie, I'm always saying like Jamie as if everyone knows. I'm like my boyfriend, but Jamie loves Casa Amor. He's like, bring it on. Whereas I have serious like trauma from it. I get trust issues. It makes me crazy. I can't watch it. Like, I'd rather skip Casa Amor, because I'm just like, you know, when you see couples and lads and like, you know, remember when Amber was like being loyal and she was waiting for him and her face when he walked in.
Oh,
like,
stop.
It's just just heartbreaking. Like,
or no, my favorite Castle Moore moment was Amy Hart. Now, I loved Amy Hart because she was so like heart on her sleeve, and she came in and she saw Carcer and she was delighted and she was tinkering and over in her heels, and then she kind of found out then, and she was like, then she kind
I
of
remember she was like, I was coming here to tell you I loved you. Oh my god. And then the girls were like, and she was like, do you think he loves me? And Moira was like, of course he doesn't.
No, doesn't. What are you saying that
for? What are you saying that for? Of course he doesn't.
And she had the prickly heat and heat rash here in the hair with the humidity. But
she was really struggling, bless her.
Yeah, like it was just brilliant.
Like, it was just, you wanted to shake her. Like, you could tell the girls wanted to shake her, like, you know.
Yeah.
But we've all been there, like, and she was, there was something so endearing about her. She's pregnant now, isn't she?
Or, yeah, I think so, yeah.
She
yeah.
might have even had the baby, I don't know. I don't think I follow her. I always follow them while it's on, and then I kind of unfollow them after a while. Yeah.
But that was one of my favourite moments as well. Like, I just, like, we need, because, like, she was so authentic in herself. Mm-hmm. She didn't care that she was, no, I think she was so deranged, she didn't care. Like, she was just like, yeah, whatever. Like.
Oh my God, deranged. I love that word. Yeah, she was. She just had no self-awareness, I think. But, like, I'd say she watches it back and she's like, oh God. Do you know what I mean? Like, we've all had those moments where we're mad about someone and it's not reciprocated. But, like, to have it on TV and, like, millions of people watching it.
Oh no. Like, no. Get into the bed and put the bidouvet over
Literally.
Your head. But, like, so Castle Moore could be any day now. So we're, like, on, we're on tender hooks with that. Mm-hmm. I could see now, like, the, like, Katie's come in, like, and, like, I think it was second season she was in, and she was a firecracker. That was, like, 7 years ago
when
she was 20.
I know, it's so nostalgic seeing her back on TV.
Yeah.
She looks great.
She's only 27 as well now. Yeah, so she's still really young.
Wow.
But she was such a yoke back in that second season. She had, remember she had the
row. She's such a mad yoke. Yeah, yeah, she'd want to go back to that now. She needs to, like, go a bit more mad. I don't know about Zachariah and her, though.
Yeah, I think she was like, oh, it's a lad I fancy.
He's
the
hot.
Most.
Yeah, yeah, but then, he's not going to be making her laugh or anything.
He doesn't have anything going on up there.
No, like, bless him.
No.
And he needs to just not speak. Like, yeah. He's so hot before he speaks, I think.
But you remember when she was in there, someone, that new bombshell, came in and picked her fella. She was fuming. And then she kind of pretended that she only spilled a drink on your own, but she definitely meant it at the fire pit.
Oh, yeah,
then
yeah.
Then there was the big row, and she was being held back. So that's what we want.
Yeah, I want it to be like the old days, kind of that Geordie Shore energy where everyone just kicks off at each other. Because I feel like there is a few little cliques within the girls. I don't think Jess liked Molly. I think there was like a bit of tension there before Molly left. Wasn't there? Like, it's just weird. They don't have the, like, I don't know, that it's, I just think Castle Moore is going to be chaos whenever it happens.
Yeah.
I'm going to be going on holidays, I think, when it's on, but I'm still going to try and watch it on my phone because, like, you have to.
That's the one. Like, I remember I was away last year and I was at a wedding in Croatia and I was actually up on the iPad like during dinner and had it out like this. During, like, that's how mad I am over it. But I think Katie is, like, she's been a bit kind of subdued. I think she came in and I feel like she doesn't know what she has to be doing, kind of like as a person coming back. But then because Molly went because of her decision, I think she's a bit kind of,
I'd feel really bad. Yeah, it's not the best start. I don't know, when Adam Collard came back, I felt like it was a bit random.
Yeah.
But I can't believe he just, like, ghosted Paige after the show.
I know.
She said he literally just ghosted her. Like,
that's
I'm
crazy,
not shocked,
isn't it?
But, like, I also just feel like, wow, you have a reputation for being such an asshole as it is. Like, would you not have at least
meet up and
be
say,
nice
look,
to her?
It's not going anywhere.
The poor girl. I was like, I thought it was good that she was honest about it, though. But
I'd say nothing. I'd be mortified.
I'd be scarlet. I'd be like, oh no, I dumped him.
Yeah, I'd be like, I got red. It's grand.
Yeah, it's
like,
grand.
You'd forge a text and pretend it was red.
But
thinking of that, like, we see, like, everyone saying that Mehdi and Whitney, they're not compatible. I think there's more sexual chemistry between me and this table, to be honest.
Yeah, no, honestly. Yeah,
like,
literally.
It's, when they're kissing, it just,
I think she needs someone who brings out her fun side. Like, she's very, she kind of, like, has this charisma about her and she lights up a room. I think he's dimming her light a little bit and I hate to see that. Remember, she was giggling when he was being nice to her and then he was like, why were you laughing? It was so disrespectful.
Like,
fuck off.
Like, relax. Like,
seriously, like,
yeah,
take a day off. No.
And I see now, like, they're starting to kind of, it's starting to untangle there. So she needs a bombshell to come in and sweep her off.
Yeah.
You want to see the best side of her as well, because I think there's divilment there in her that we're not seeing.
Yes, I'd like to see her come out of her shell and Castle Moore.
Yeah, and then Catherine and Scott, like, there's a lot of people are saying that's forced and it's not, like, she likes him more than he likes her.
I don't know if it, like, I see that narrative is being played out a lot online and I feel bad for her because she was really upset when your man Sammy was just like, he's not attracted to you, and she was kind of dancing around the fact that she thought he was being racist, I think, which was, people were saying on Twitter, and she looked really hurt and, like, really upset, and I just, the minute he walked in the villa, I was like, he is an ick. I don't know why. It's his eyebrows. Really don't like him. Why does he have one weird eyebrow and one normal one?
Oh no, it's like,
it's, has he done that on purpose?
Yeah, they've been plucked with an inch of their life.
Jamie was like, Ollie, calm down. I was like, no, I can't even look at him.
No, yeah. Like, and he's a really good looking lad and a great
think he is.
But it's, yeah, but you can't, like, if you had different past brows, the eyebrows, you'd be like, oh, all right. Like,
it's all I see when I look at him.
Yeah, I think he does fancy her, and I think because she's Irish and he's been living in Ireland for the last
year. Wait a minute, are we talking about two different people? I'm talking about Sammy.
Oh, Sammy.
Yeah,
I'm talking about
Sammy
Scott.
Has weird eyebrows.
Oh, Sammy has a weird mouth as well.
No, I think Scott is good looking. Like, I just think Sammy's really strange.
Yeah, Sammy's kind of like, one minute you think is hot and then the next minute you think is rotten. Get away from
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and
hard.
He, like, I don't know, he's kind of like,
he's a bit of a man child.
Yeah, he's really immature. And like, Jess is like, I just think she's wasting her time.
Yeah.
Like, she's the kind of girl who'd be like fixing your makeup in a bathroom on a night out if you're upset. Like, she's a legend.
Yeah.
But he's not giving. I just think he needs to go home.
He's always grinning like a Cheshire cat.
Yeah, like, what are you smiling at?
Yeah. I don't know. And the smile never meets his eyes.
No, he does. There's something up. He seems a bit sly.
Mm. And I like, a lot of people don't like Mitch, but I kind of like him.
Which one's Mitch again?
Mitch is the lad that Jess is with now.
Yeah.
Like, he's, like, he comes on a bit full on and
he's do you remember who said it to him? They're like, who made you the spokesperson of the villa? Like, Tyreek said that to him. And he does always have like something to say about everything. It's like, you're too invested in everyone else's business. But he's kind of reminds me of Luca.
Yeah,
a little bit,
just not as bad.
A bit too intense, like a bit too, like, everyone, you can tell, kind of eye rolls when he's like, well, I think, like, would you stop?
I kind of fancy him though. I think he's probably one of the better looking ones. Yeah
this, he is a bit like boyish though.
There's no badness in him. No. I don't think. And then, like, obviously there's Tyreek as well, and like, all the girls kind of fancy him in there, but I think he's getting a bit cocky now with it.
Sorry, the way he spoke to Ella the other night, I was like, what did he say to her? I missed the game.
Yeah.
Off he popped then.
Yeah, and then he's wondering why she's getting annoyed with him. Like,
when she told the girls, their reaction was like, they were speechless. They were like, he did not say that. I just think he's getting a bit too cocky. I think if she gave him a wide berth, he'd come crawling back. I think she needs to kind of do that.
Yeah, but I think, because when Leah came in first, he went off kind of chasing her, and then she was kind of chatting to Scott, and then he was fuming. So like, but they fight every day.
They probably are gonna have the best sex ever though.
Oh,
yeah. The two of them, like, you can just tell, and they almost be so horny. They haven't had sex in like weeks.
I know. Well, they might be doing bits.
I remember,
but you can't do it in the lad can't even have a bit of a, you know what, in the shower, because they're showering outside, so
can't,
they're not
be todging away.
No, todging.
No, but
having a Tom Hanks.
Stop. But apparently, do you remember, this is another thing of me being like, apparently, I don't even know who told me this, but you remember the year with Chris and Kem?
Yeah.
Apparently Kem and the girl he was with were flat out riding the whole time, and the producers were going mad because like, they were trying to convince them all to use condoms. They were like, guys, you have to use condoms, like,
No,
I don't think so. Jesus. Now, this is all pinch salt, allegedly. Yeah. But I just think that's funny because it definitely used to be more randy or something. Like, they're all stunning. They're all half naked all the time. They're in the heat. Like,
but imagine being in the bed next to them and knowing everyone's watching.
I just would find it so weird having to share a bed with someone that you've literally just met and like be like doing your little bits, like your skincare routine, getting into bed with this randomer.
Yeah, and then you can't even have a few drinks to loosen up. You only have one.
I know, I'd be parched.
Oh no, I wouldn't be able for it at all. But like, who do you think, because like, Molly and Zach were the kind of main kind of couple, and then maybe Ella and Tyreek, who do you think will kind of go the distance?
At this point, I really don't think any of them. I know that's harsh, but like, I don't see them having this like big loyalty to each other. I wouldn't be surprised if everyone goes west in Castlemore.
Yeah.
Like, I'd love to, I think Ella really likes Tyreek, and I think she would probably be loyal, but I think she'd be so paranoid about what he's doing that it might make her head turn just because she's like, I'm not going to be fucked over here. So that's the thing, like, you're kind of going, I want to be loyal because I really like him, but how am I supposed to know what he's up to? Like,
I think he'll come back, but he'll have done stuff in Castlemore, and then it'll be a big drama, but they'll stay together and probably win.
Yeah, it annoys me. Do you remember they used to do those challenges and it was like, kiss the tallest girl or whatever, and then they would show them a clip at home? Like, I don't think they do that anymore.
No.
They scrapped that, and they scrapped the lie detector test as well.
And the postcards. Did they do the postcards last year?
Oh, no, they didn't actually. Was it a lie detector or a heart monitor or something? Do you remember
it was a lie detector,
that was just too much. And I mean, how accurate are they? I don't know. Yeah.
And then there's the two new bombshells, Mal and Martell. So Martell's with Leah, and then Mal is with Sammy, because obviously the other twist was the Jess and Sammy couldn't recouple, or Leah and Mitch couldn't recouple.
Yeah, that
so that's
harsh.
Kind of a funny one as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, it was like, a strange one. I really like Jess though. She's so funny.
Yeah.
It was strange, but I don't know. Yeah, it's going to be kind of mad just to see how it all breaks down.
Yeah, because that new, the Mal one, she's Scottish. She's actually great crack.
She was a bit mad, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Like making all these weird jokes. She was just like, she went out, I think she was nervous.
Yeah, she went out with your man Jay Younger that was in last year.
Oh, no,
fine bit of Scottish lad that,
oh, yeah.
Remember he was with Ek and Sue crawled towards him.
Oh,
that's who
yeah.
she was with.
Crawling, that was iconic.
And so she, like they had the dancing challenge last night, and like all the girls were, like, came to play, like
yeah.
they were clapping their arses.
I
and,
know.
Like Catherine was phenomenal. I don't know how she was able to do that, and Whitney as well. But then poor old Mal came out. She was just pissing all laughing. She was going around as a cat doing
Aww.
This. And like,
she does have a bit of a unique, quirky sense of
yeah.
humor, like personality wise. But yeah, I don't know. I just don't know what to make of her. Like
yeah.
I like her, she's pretty, and she seems like good crack, but I'm just like, she's a bit mad.
Yeah, I'd like to see her in a kind of a proper coupling to see
yeah.
like, because I think she could actually go far if mm-hmm. she's allowed and given her airtime and things like that.
Yeah,
so,
exactly, because it's tough competing in there to try and get your airtime.
Yeah, so like if you were to go in there now, just say you weren't with anyone and
mm-hmm.
you
yeah.
were brought in, who would you go for in there now?
After watching it all, or based on first impressions, I feel Tyreek is so hot though.
Yeah.
So maybe, but he also is a bit of a fuckboy probably.
Yeah.
So I don't know. But if I was to play the game, I would probably, I'd be scared to go for him. Ella would box the head off me. Like,
would you not box the head back off?
Probably,
or
yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so maybe Tyreek, or Scott, because he, you know the way he's lived in Dublin?
Yeah,
so
yeah,
when
yeah.
he was having the crack about Blanche and stuff, it's nice to have that feeling of home,
yeah.
like someone who knows what Dublin's like and
yeah.
they know what Irish girls are like. I do think Irish girls have completely different sense of humour, like, so,
oh, completely,
like, we're well
yeah.
able for, like, slagging each other and stuff like that, but he's kind of quiet.
Yeah, he is. He's kind of probably sound,
like I'd say he's
others,
just
like,
nice, quiet normal. Lad. He wouldn't get a word in edgeways with me, I'd say.
Yeah. If I went in there, I'd definitely go for whoever is the meal ticket that I could get on. Like,
yeah.
do you know, I remember it was, like, the doctor, what was his name? There was always Hugo or that...
Dr. Alex.
Yeah, Dr. Alex. I'd go whoever was the harmless crater that would
yeah.
get you to the final.
And just everyone
like
would
that.
Be like, oh, he's so nice
yeah.
picking that crater.
But I'd stay with them
crater.
For the... Yeah, the poor old crater.
I can't say that the way you say it. You're like, crater.
Crater.
I'm like, that crater.
But that's who I go for. But
yeah.
there's no one really harmless in there at the minute.
No, they're all weapons.
Yeah, so... But I would go whoever's the easiest one.
That is
like.
Kind of sly. You need to have that kind of, like, tactic...
Because I think if you're going in there actually look for love, there's something wrong with you.
No one is, yeah. They all
like,
want their PLT
yeah.
collection.
Yeah. They do,
literally,
though. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Like, we talked about how we don't feel like there's any really strong couples in there at the minute, but I was kind of thinking there as well, like a lot of the couples that are actually doing well now off the show kind of had like a love arc, or they didn't get on through a lot of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Like even if you think of... say Tash and Andrew, remember the whole suck
yeah.
in the tit gate.
Oh my god, I licked your tater, whatever.
Yeah.
that was so funny.
Like they fought so much
mm-hmm.
and had so many challenges and they're still strong. Who else, like even...
Well, Tommy and Molly Mae didn't have like the best
yeah.
start, I suppose. You'd almost forget, like she's such good friends with Maura, but like there was that part where it was really rocky for them.
Yeah.
I think as well, the viewers love to follow a journey and they like to see couples grow
mm.
and have their struggles, because it's just boring if they're just like,
yeah,
yeah, like 100% loyal, 100% into each other. Like it has to be, there has to be some spice.
People have to kind of be able to relate to something as well, because if it
yeah.
seems like a perfect relationship, but people can't see themselves
exactly.
in it. Because even with Dami in India, like they both brought back someone at
yeah.
Casa Amor, and then they still found their way back together and they're still together now and really
strong. I
know,
strong. I actually forgot about that in fairness. Yeah, so like just because you recouple in Casa Amor doesn't mean it's
yeah.
solid. Like you could always go back, but yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I suppose it's kind of like we might not even have met the winner yet. It could be some bombshell from Casa
yeah.
Amor who's going to come in and like, you know, it is early days
mm.
kind of still.
So even if you think of Greg and Amber, like Greg came in the last 2 weeks.
I know, like fair play to him.
Yeah.
He literally had such a short stint and made such a big impact.
That's
he,
the Irish
he,
then.
Yeah, we need more Irish people.
Because we have Catherine, obviously she's,
yeah.
she's doing well.
Mm-hmm.
And like it's early days for her and Scott, but they could go on and kind of go the distance.
Yeah.
But we need someone else as well. Like,
I know, like Catherine is doing a great job, but maybe an Irish lad.
Yeah,
or
there
something.
Is there's rumour that the Irish boxer Lee Reeves is going in. He's
oh,
from
yeah.
Limerick.
What's he look like?
Just dark hair, good enough looking lad, boxer.
Boxer.
Kind of small and slight, but
mm-hmm.
like I'd say he'd have good chat. if he went in, he'd kind of probably throw like a few spanners in the works. But we need some. Remember, like Rob Lipsett and Jack Keating were in for like a one minute of airtime or something. Like,
That was so funny when Jack Keating was like, "Yeah, my dad's like, he used to be in a boy band, but he's retired." And then Ronan Keating tweeted like, "I'm literally on tour."
Yeah.
He was like, "Thanks, son."
Awkward.
And then Jack Keating's like, "Surprise, I have a baby now."
I know.
Mad.
So obviously the baby was already been made by that stage. So.
I know. And he was actually, he came across really well. He just seemed like real sound, but
he didn't go for the meal ticket. Why don't they just go for the harmless creator? Like, they should have that down on the like tips for
butter up the harmless creator. That would be your tactic.
That's a good culty accent.
Yeah.
I wonder, will Jess and Sammy go back to each other? Mm. They seem to be even kind of like still rowing out of their couple.
They like to row, I think, a little bit. She loves storming off and storming back. Mm. I love that too. It's one of my favourite pastimes. Jamie's like, "Oh, here she goes."
Yeah.
And another thing.
There's rumours that when they were like told they had to be out of the couple, she refused to actually film then that night. Because there's not that much footage of like them chatting afterwards that night.
And apparently the recouplings take hours.
God,
they're just sitting there and they're like, "The boy I'm choosing is blah, blah, blah." And they're like, "Okay, we need this angle, and you're standing there." Because remember in the winter one year, it was really cold and windy looking. Yeah. And they didn't want them to wear jackets. So they're all standing in their tiny little dresses, like shivering.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, I'd be allergic.
We'll probably used to, though, being Irish. Like, we'd be
exactly. But I don't know. I hope that Maya Jama comes in and out a bit more, because I just always die over her makeup and her clothes.
Yeah, oh, she's like, she's another insane level. She's a supermodel. Like.
She's like, oh, she's incredible.
Did she model before?
I don't know, really.
She has to have, like.
But her and Stormzy, like, there's rumours they're getting back together. I don't know.
Really?
Because he apparently cheated on her, imagine.
Yeah.
Worst decision of
like,
his life.
What is he at? Like, cool. Jesus Christ. Like, it would actually make you feel a bit better about yourself if you were Maya Jama and you're getting cheated on. Like, what, what luck is there for anyone?
Yeah.
If you were to put, like, say, we need more Irish people in there. If you're putting a well-known, kind of, say, Irish influencer, who do you think would do well in there?
James Kavanagh. No.
If he was straight.
Yeah, if he was straight.
And a bit younger, not coming for you, James.
Oh, yeah. I know, I forget that I'm not actually like 23 anymore. It's really sad. Who would be good? I feel like there's a lot of like really hot TikTok hunts that we've produced over the last few years, like Lauren Whelan. And
yeah, she'd be brilliant.
She'd be brilliant. Like. Yeah. Like, is she single? I don't know. She'd be great. Who else? Someone like that kind of.
Yeah.
Because all these little TikTok stars are so
sassy
and confident and hot and stylish. They make me feel like an old withered hag.
Where did they get the confidence
from?
I don't know. Mine was on the floor when I was young. Still
like,
is.
It's
but
mad. Yeah, they're all like lip syncing and everything. Like, I can hardly use TikTok. I feel
tops.
Like a granny.
Oh, yeah. But
and I'm an influencer, so I've no excuse.
Yeah. Yeah, but you have your niche and you know what
it
is.
Yeah, true.
So I think my predictions are, I think Ella and Tyreek will go the distance because I think they keep rowing, but there is chemistry there and they do actually like each other because they row so much.
Yeah.
So I think they could actually win the show if they kind of manage to stay together or weather any storm.
Yeah, I don't know if he's ever had a serious relationship, has he? I think
he seems to
be kind of intimidated by the thought of like really falling for her. I think he's still holding a lot back because he's just overwhelmed by it.
Yeah.
And she's so straight up, like she just says what she thinks. Like, I think she's a real catch, like he'd want to hold on to her.
Yeah.
Because I think if he did screw her over, she'd just be gone. Like, the girls wouldn't let her go back to him.
No, and I think she's been being herself as well. Like, because when she's in bad form, she just looks like a briar. She's the full post
face
on her. Like, yeah.
I know. She has such a resting bitch face, which I can relate to. Like, she could be having the best day ever and she looks like, miserable. And it's so annoying because people just think you're rude then.
Yeah.
But no, her face, like, I'd love to see her get like a lot of makeup collabs afterwards because I want to know what makeup she's wearing every time she's on screen.
Because she was a model before she came in.
Yeah.
So she's like, obviously.
I did see a photo of her years ago and her face was quite different.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. I don't know if she's had like cheek implants or filler in her cheeks, but maybe she's just grown up because when she was younger, her face might have just been
a
slightly different shape.
Yeah.
Someone on Twitter was like, "This is not the same girl." Like, I really don't go on Twitter much until Love Island starts, and then I'm just howling at all the memes and everything every night.
Twitter's a cesspit, isn't it?
Like, vicious, but it's so funny as well.
Yeah, but you could not go on and look at it.
I know. Yeah. People are very unhinged on it. Like, they just, at the end of the day, it's like when I did Britain's Next Top Model, I knew, like, not everyone's going to like me. Everyone will have an opinion, but some people definitely go too far with what they say.
Yeah,
it's just so nasty.
Yeah, but come here, thanks so much for coming on. I think you've been a great guest and great insight, and make sure to everyone share and follow the podcast as well. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Goss Island is brought to you by F&F Fashion at Tesco. Now, I love a good gawk in F&F when doing my Tesco shop at the weekend, and they've got some lovely bits in store to suit any occasion. I've recently bought some fab pieces myself and love how comfortable, stylish and versatile their clobber is, especially in the warmer weather. Whether you're hosting a Love Island party or going on holidays, with availability in over 80 stores nationwide, F&F at Tesco has you covered this summer.